2 hours to have a personal retreat with the Lord.
假如你不去在山上，但是你可以在礼拜六很简单的花2到3个小时，在你自己的地方有个安静，专注在神身上的一个灵命退休。
One pastor said it wisely this way.
有一个牧师是很有智慧的这样说。
When you're taking a spiritual retreat.
当你在进行一个灵命的退休会的时候,
it's not about looking for a mountaintop experience.
你不是去找一种山上高峰的那种高端的那种感觉。
But be prepared to allow God to speak to you in the way that He chooses.
但是重要的是要专注于让神能够让他用他的方法来跟你说话。
A time to let him direct you.
让他来带领你。
A time to let him correct you.
让他来纠正你。
A time to let him heal you.
也是让他来，让他来医治你。
And to let him restore your soul.
然后让他来重新更新你的灵命。
I want to have us read from Psalm 23 this morning.
今早我想要在我们一起来读诗篇第23篇
and we'll read verses 1-3
然后读的经节是1-3
and through this I'll bring up some points of how to prepare ourselves for the retreat
读了这些经文以后我会带给大家带来几点如何来准备我们的心
Father, we're going to read of your word.
父啊，我们先要来读你的话语。
Your word is alive and it is active.
主啊，神啊，你的话是活的，也是非常活跃的。
Let your word speak into our lives.
请你让你的话语讲进我们的生命中。
Nourish us with your word.
让我们的生命能够得到养分
Bless us with your word.
请你保祝福我们，用你的话语祝福我们。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 1.
第一节。
And if you know it, read with me. Let's read it together.
让我们一同来念。
Okay. We'll read it all together, Chinese and English, Spanish, whatever you have.
中文、英文一起来念。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me as a righteousness for His name's sake. The imagery that we all know so well is that the Lord our God is our Shepherd.
这幅图片我们大家都非常熟悉，就是神，你可以把它看得像是一个我们的牧者一样。
And if he is
shepherd, 他假如是我们的牧者
，then we are sheep.
那我们就是他的羊。
Right? To see yourself as a sheep is very, very humbling.
要把你自己当做一头羊这样看作的话，其实是一个很需要谦卑的这种心态。
But to understand yourself as a sheep is very revealing.
不过，但是你能够把自己当作羊的这种了解的话，会给你带来很多的感想。
And we've probably preached on this in the past. Many of you have studied this in the past.
这个我们以前也教导过，或者是大家都已经听过。
But verse 1, David says,
但是在第一节大卫是这样说,
David is a psalmist here.
大卫是写诗的这一位。
He says, the Lord is my shepherd.
他在这里说神是我的神耶和华牧人。
Notice he says, the Lord is my shepherd.
在这里要注意到他说是我的牧者。
He didn't say, the Lord was my shepherd.
他不是用过去式说耶和华曾经是我的牧人。
By using the present tense,
他用的是现在时。
David is saying, right now, God is the one who completely leads my life.
大卫所下的专注就是在此时此刻，耶和华是领导我的那一位。
He is shepherd right now.
在现在，他就是牧羊者。
Wherever me,
然后不论他要带领我到何处
，I will go.
我都跟随。
Is that true for you today?
那问你们，这在你们个人身上，今天是这样吗？
You might have had times in the past where you remember, yes, he led me then.
你有可能曾经何时有那种经历，他确实带领过我，我也确实到了他带领的地方。
You might have some testimonies of, yes, oh, I asked for his leading then, and he led me.
你有可能曾经求神带领你，神也应许了你，带领你到他要带领你的地方。
But are you willing to be under his shepherding today?
但是问题是，那你今天是否愿意让他带领你？
So how can you prepare for the retreat?
那所以问题就是，那你如何来准备你自己为了这个退休会？
Number one, prepare yourself, prepare your heart this week to be shepherded by the Lord.
那第一点就是，本周你要准备好你的心。
You need to prepare your heart.
你要准备好你的心。
Remember, David was one of the most mightiest, most beloved, most honored kings in all of Israel's history.
我们要记得大卫在，大卫在
以色列
历史里面，他是那位最强大、最被爱敬重的那位王。
His period as king.He was so loved and so successful and so honored and so mighty as a king that even our Lord Jesus is said to be of the line of David.
在大卫为王的那一段时间，他是有多么的荣耀，他是多么的被爱，他所掌管的那一段时代是如何的。所谓的黄金时代，以至于我们的主耶稣被预知是他是大卫的后代。
But with all of this might,
但是虽然有那么多的能强
，and being over such a powerful kingdom,
也是那么强大的国王带领一个那么强大的国家。
Can you imagine a mighty king kneeling before God and saying, Lord, you are my shepherd?
但是你们能够去想象到这么 一位伟大的君王在他的神面前跪下，祈求他的神说，请你带领我。
Who do you kneel before in your life?
那我问大家，你现在在你的生命中，你所屈膝的对象是哪
位？ I've learned that in my Chinese heritage, bowing before someone, kneeling for someone, is a very big deal.
在我们，我这个中国人的这个文化学习到，在某个人的面前跪下是给了他你。给的那个对象很大的敬重。
I've talked to people of, you know, Chinese immigrants who will say, "I will not bend my knee to anyone."
那我也跟其他那些就是移民过来的中国人有聊过，他们也跟我说，这个跪下是这么多么一件大的事情。他说我这辈子绝对不会向任何人跪下。
I've heard the phrase, "我谁都不服." Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think that means that, right?
To submit, yeah.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. Because that's what you're doing when you're kneeling.
因为谁都不服，因为服就像是表代表像是你在这个面前屈膝。
I will not submit under anyone.
对谁都不服，都不屈膝。
But the great king of Israel.
但是在这里，这个以色列最伟大的君王。
The posture of his life.
他的尊荣的生命。
Was to kneel, was to bow, was to submit.To his shepherd.
他的生活确实就是在这伟大的神面前屈膝，尊服于这位神。
And he knew that if he called God his shepherd,
而且大卫知道，假如他叫这位神为他的牧者的话
，he knew.What it meant to be a sheep.
他非常知道当一只羊的意思是在哪什么。
Because before he was a king,
因为在他是王之前呢
he was a shepherd for all of his youth.
在大卫成为王之前，他的一辈子都是一位牧者。
He knew that sheep had.It's their moments of intelligence.
他了解到
moments of intelligence.
他了解到羊群们呢，他们的智商是一只手可以数出来的。
But they are not the most intelligent of animals.
所以换句话说，他们不是非常有智商的动物。
Sheep are very dependent.On shepherds.
所以羊非常需要依靠牧者的带领。
Sheep are directionally challenged.
羊群们呢，对于方向是完全没有方向感。
So they oftentimes don't know where to go.
所以他们从来不知道该去的地方是哪里。
And they have a tendency to follow other sheep.
然后他们很自然，他们有一种自然的动作，就是跟着其他那些羊。
So that as they're grazing,
所以当他们在吃草的时候
，and one sheep starts walking,
当一只羊决定要开始移动的时候
，another sheep will start to follow.
接下来下一只就跟着前面那一只。
And the sheep see two of them walking. They must be going somewhere important.
那其他的羊看到哇，有两只羊往同一个方向前进往。
And before you know it, there's a lot of sheep following each other.
然后在其他的羊就开始全部跟进。
And shepherds would say that sometimes you will see sheep just walking in a big circle together.
那牧者常常说，羊就是绕着圈圈，往往就是绕着圈圈。
And they're going nowhere.
然后哪里都去不了。
But they think they're going somewhere.
但是在这些羊的心目中，他们感觉他们好像有一个目的地要去。
And in some instances,
那有些情况下
，when sheep are being slaughtered,
当羊是被宰的时候
，they will continue to follow each other to be slaughtered.
他们要去被宰的话，那羊会跟着另外一只羊，然后一只一只跟着一只去往那被宰之路走。
They are completely directionally challenged.
他们是完全没有方向感。
Sheep are very defenseless.
然后羊们也是非常没有，他们没有法自卫。
They are easy to attack.
他们非常容易受到攻击。
They don't have any natural skills to defend themselves.
他们没有任何能够自我防御的技能。
That's why David would say he was telling King Saul, "I have attacked other wild animals to protect my sheep."
所以当记得大卫让扫罗分享他在当牧者的时候，他确实的说到他必须要与其他的野兽。
He would have a sling and a club, and he would take down lions and bears.
他会有一个木棍与那个弓弹是来打击其他的狮子与熊。
Because sheep is like fast food for a wild animal.
因为羊就像是快餐一样，对其他的野兽。
You want some lamb nuggets? Some McLamb? Right there, McLamb. Right.
你想要一些羊鸡块吗？
羊块，
以炸羊块，
炸羊块，
炸羊块。
Sheep are completely dependent and not intelligent enough to survive on their own.
所以羊群们呢是完全是要依靠着，然后他们没有办法，完全没有自己的能力去存活在野外。
And the mighty warrior king.
然后我们这位强大的这位勇士的国王
knows.I'm just a sheep. Lord, you are my shepherd.
他非常有自我的了解，他知道他自己是本身就是一只羊，需要这位神的牧羊。
He's humble enough.
他有那种谦卑
to say, "You lead me."
去跟神说，求你带领我。
You guide my steps.
你带领我的脚步。
You provide for me.
你供应给我。
I trust you.
我相信你。
Wherever you want me to go,
不论你要我去哪里，
that's where I go.
我会往那里行。
I trust you.
我信任你。
So prepare your heart for the retreat by preparing to let the Lord lead you.
所以准备好你的心，能够让接受我们的神的带领。
How do you do that?
但是你要怎么样去准备呢？
Through prayer.
通过祷告。
This week, spend time in prayer.
在这个礼拜，通过把你的时间放在祷告上。
I wrote. I think we translated, right? Did we?Oh, this is just my writing. This is what I would say to God.
这是我一个简简单单的一个例子，这是我自己本身会向神所说的。
Ask the Lord this.
你向神去求这个。
Would you help me to be shepherded by you, Lord?
你愿意或你能帮助我来接受主的牧养吗？
Ask yourself, show me, Lord, am I really willing to be led, to be corrected, to be tended to by you?
接下来问你自己，我愿意接受你的引导、纠正与照顾吗？
I recognize that in some ways, I'm following other sheep going nowhere.
我认识到在某些方面，我正在追随那其他那些迷失、无所去处的羊。
Are there areas where I have not surrendered control to you?
那有哪些领域我还没有将掌控权交给你？
So Lord, I want to follow where you lead me.
所以主啊，我愿意跟随你的带领。
Lord, I want to trust you in those areas.
主啊，在这些方面，我要信任你。
Pray a prayer.Like that.
像这样的祷告，这个例子一样，在这个礼拜这样的跟神去求。
Some of us are just stupid and stubborn sheep.
我们很多在座的就是那些很笨，然后迷失的羊一样。
Stubborn, is that stubborn?
或者是固执的。
Yeah, 固执。A lot of stubbornness.
非常的固执。
I want to go my way.
我要走我自己的路。
I want to do it my way.
我要做我用我自己的方式去做。
And you will not surrender to the Lord to trust Him.
然后一点都不愿意把自己交于神，降服于神。
So through prayer this week, prepare.
所以通过祷告的方式来准备你自己的心，在这一个礼拜。
And when under verse 1, when David said, "The Lord is my shepherd,"
so in 第一节当大卫说耶和华是我的牧人的时候
he said, "I shall not want."
他说耶和华是我的牧人，我必不会缺乏。
In other words,
那换句话说呢，
He's saying I am in need for nothing else.
他换句话说，说我一无所需。
When you are my shepherd,
当你是我的牧者时，
When I am your sheep,
当我是你的羊的时候，
I lack nothing.
我什么都不缺乏。
You will provide for my every need.
你必会为我供应我一切的需求。
And I trust you for that.
而且我信任你。
I shall not lack in anything, Lord, when you are leading me.
神啊，我什么都不缺乏，当你是我的牧者。
I shall not be in want.
我也不会去要任何想要的。
That's a good place to be, isn't it?
这是一个很好的一种境界，在处在的一种境界。
When you can say, Lord, when I have you, I shall want for nothing else.
当你可以这样说，当我有你的时候，有你神啊，当我有你的时候，我什么都不需要，也不想要。这是一个多么美好的境界。
Because I trust in you with all of my heart.
因为我全心全意的信任你。
I have want for nothing.
我其他什么都不想要。
Because you are enough.
因为你足够了。
A lot of times,
往往呢，
the way we work out of that position,So the position is to say, I don't want anything, right?
Okay.
如果 if our place under the shepherd is, I don't want anything.
假如我们的起点是神是我们的牧者，所以我们什么都不想要。
The way we fall out of that place.
那我们要怎么样？我们是如何去不达到那个境界呢？
Is sometimes our eyes.Starts to be taken off of God onto something else.
往往这我们如何被分心，就是当我们把注意力从神的身上拿开，然后放到我们身边的这些。
Your eyes are to be on the Lord, your shepherd.
照理讲，我们的眼睛应该是我们的目光是应该注重在神的身上。
But our tendency is to have wandering eyes.
但是往往我们的常常是会把注意力摆在其他一些事上。
And so our eyes go to something else.
我们会把注意力分到其他别的事上。
And when we stare at something else,
当我们专注在看那别的东西上的时候，
like you do on your phone,
就像是你在你手机上头，
you start to say, I want this.
你就会想要你所看到的那个东西。
This is better than my piano.
那个钢琴比我的钢琴还好。
We just have a small upright at home.
我们的钢琴只是一个直立小小的一个钢琴。
Look at the wood of this piano.
哇，你去看这个钢琴所用的木头。
When everyone sees this piano, they're looking at this piano.
当大家看到这个钢琴的时候，大家都
Oh, they talk about this piano.
他们也讲这为了这个讨论这个钢琴。
It's newer.
比较新。
It sounds better. It feels better. 听起来比较好，摸起来。因为跟我在家里面的钢琴比的话，我家里钢琴很烂。Right? I look at my own piano at home and it sucks. But actually, your piano doesn't suck.
我事实上其实你的钢琴一点都不烂。
Because it was given to you as a gift by your mother-in-law.
因为是你岳母送的。
Because everything she gives is good.
因为岳母给的都好。
But you went from a place of, Lord, you are my shepherd. I am not in want. I lack nothing.
你的起点是应该是神啊，你是我的注意力，你是我的全部。
We allow distractions to come in and go, wait, 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 wait. But actually, I want this.
但是呢，我们让 其他事情进来，分散我们的注意力，导致于我们会去想要那些其他的事情。
I'm not satisfied anymore.
那就 心境就从完完全全的满足到开始不满足。
Because everyone else is getting that now.
因为大家都在有，都在。
And I'm seeing what everyone else has.
然后我都在专注到其他别的人有的东西上。
And Lord, I want that.
那开始跟神说，哦，神，我要的是这个。
Which means I'm no longer following and trusting my shepherd.
那换句话说，就你也是你就不再跟随你的神，你的主。
We need to leave distractions.
我们必须把这些旁骛放下。
That's a good practice for your life, by the way.
甚至这是在平常生活上也是一个很好的活动。
Find out what is your constant distraction.
去知道那些常常分心分散你注意力的那些东西是什么。
When I was young,
那我在年轻的时候，
in my bedroom,
在我的卧房里。
My parents moved my father's really big, nice desk into my bedroom.
我父母亲呢，把我爸爸有一个很大的一个书桌呢，摆到我的房间里。
It was huge.
那个是一个非常大的一个
书桌。It's like this piano size.
书桌跟那个钢琴差不多大。
And they said, "This is a gift for you."
他们跟我说，这是送给你的礼物。
I'm like, "Oh, this is the best desk."
我自己想说，哇，这个桌子超棒的。
Until now, I realized they didn't have any other rooms to put it in, so they put it in my room.
我现在长大知道，他们给我是因为家里面没有其他地方可以摆那个桌子。
But I couldn't focus there.
但是呢，奇怪的是，我没有办法在那个桌子上面专心。
Because my dad left many little things, knickknacks, in the drawers.
因为我爸爸在那些很多那些抽屉里头留了一些很多杂七杂八的东西。
And so instead of studying,
所以与其我在专心念书，
I would dig through the desk.
我会去在这个桌子的抽屉里面去找东西。
Oh, this watch.
我看到我爸爸留的一个手表。
Oh, this pencil.
还有这支铅笔。
Oh, I like this pencil.
我很喜欢这个
铅笔。My dad has some fine mechanical pencils.
老爸的用的东西都还不错。
And it doesn't matter if I've seen that pencil now and took it apart for 100 times.
然后现在变成就是这样，这支笔举例来讲，我已经拿起放下100遍，把它拆开组装。
But every time I sit down to study at that desk,
但是当我每次回到这桌子坐下来要去用功的时候，
It's like, I have to study. Look at this pencil, it's so great.
一开始是要念书，然后没有无法自我的就专注注意力到这支笔上。
So mom and dad, I blame my grades on that desk.
所以爸爸妈妈，你们给了我那桌子，其实是害了我。
But we need to identify what distracts us.
所以我们必须去发现那些最容易干扰我们的是什么事。
So the second tip I want to give to you is
第二点要给你们的建议是
leave your distractions behind so you can hear His voice.
把你的干扰抛开，这样子你就能听到他的声音。
One of the most precious times.
那最宝贵的时间
，during a retreat，
在这种退休会最宝贵的时间
，is to have undistracted quiet times personally with the Lord，
就是有那个不一无干扰那个专心与神单独的那种安静时间
，personally connecting with God，
与神一对一的连接。
So one of the ways the enemy wants to distract you，
那我们的仇敌，他们最常用的一个来干扰你的一种方式呢
？To sabotage your time at the retreat，
让你这个退休会的时间完完全全的被破坏掉。
Is to use things to distract you，
就是用这些旁骛来干扰你。
All of a sudden, this mini grand pops up at the retreat，
然后你就 看到像是类似这样的钢琴在这个 retreat。
You
在这个
brought the mechanical pencil，
就或者是以我的例子，你把对于我而言那一支笔带到山上去了。
Don't bring your work，
把你的工作放下。
Don't bring your homework，
不要把你的功课带上山。
May I even recommend for some of you, your greatest distraction is this device right here。
甚至对大家很多人，我跟你讲
，Someone's laughing right there. He's like, "Amen, brother. Amen, right?"
这个你最大的、Amen. 最大的这个干扰你的就是你手上的这个手机。
You look very holy because during the sermon, you're on your phone the whole time, reading the Bible.
你感觉上好像很属灵，就说整个讲道的时候你在看你的手机，因为你在看圣经经句。
What's the Dodger score right now? May I recommend that you take time to say, God, I'm going to fast from this for the weekend.
像我跟你们建议，就是你跟神说，这个周末，这个要来周末，你就像禁食的一样，把这个当作你避开的东西。
Lord, this will take my eyes off of you.
因为这个东西会把我的目光从你身上移开。
So I'm just going to take 2 days, 3 days, 2.5 days. I'm just going to not go on social media. I'm not going to check the news. I'm not going to check my work. I'm not going to text my friends. I'm not going to be real.
所以在这个周末的这个2天半呢，我不会去上不上网，不看电邮，也不去上这个social media， 社媒
，yeah，
也不跟朋友短讯
，right？Lord， I'm just gonna make a decision to keep my eyes on you so I can listen for your voice。
跟我们的神说，神啊，我下了这个决定。
I want to encourage you to make time to have undistracted quiet times personally connecting with God.
我建议大家，你腾出时间与我你的神有不受干扰的安静时间。
And if a distraction comes to your mind,
那假如有一个分心的一个想法到你的脑袋里头了。
You don't have to ignore it.
你不一定需要去把它特别的去不理它。
Sometimes in prayer, if something keeps distracting you, it may be something that's causing you anxiety.
有的时候在祷告的时候，但是呢，有一个思绪一直在来搅扰你的话。
And in that time with the Lord.
那在那个打扰你的思绪呢，就是在你生命中造成困扰了。
Ask him if he would be your shepherd to lead you in this thing that you're worried about.
所以在你往与神祷告的时候，你就可以跟神当时的祷告说，请神在那件事情上带领你离开。
You see, Jesus is our model when it comes to this.
那你要知道，像我们的耶稣就是我们的很好的榜样。
Jesus, even as his ministry was gaining and moving forward,
当那个我们耶稣他的 mission 啊，
他的事工
正在朝着他的目标在进行的时候
，Oftentimes Scripture would say Jesus retreated.
常常在经上就会讲到提到耶稣反而是他去避开他去退休
To do what?
那他去避开或退休去做什么呢
To spend time with his father
是为着要与他的父天上的父
Look at these scriptures that say that
在一起接下来看一些经节
Sit here while I go over there and pray There's another one right? Do we have any others?Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
凌晨天还没亮，耶稣起身出去，来到荒野地方，在那里独自祷告。
Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayer.
耶稣常常起身出去到安静独自的地方去安静祷告。
This weekend, take time to be alone with God.
这个周末花时间跟神自己有一单独一对一的时间。
Look at what verse 2 says.
我们来看第二节说什么。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，他带领我到安静的水边。
Notice it says still waters.
我们注意到这个是安静的水边。
Why would it say still waters?
为什么用安静这个字？
Because sheep are easily worried and stressed and anxious.
因为羊群很容易就受到惊吓，然后受到干扰。
Any loud noises cause sheep to be stressed.
任何那种突然的大的声音呢，会造成羊的心里得到焦虑。
A shepherd knows that he has to take his sheep to quiet waters.
所以好的牧者都知道，他要带领他们的羊都要到那种安静的水边去。
Our good shepherd,
我们好的牧羊者
leads us to still waters.
他带领我们到我们安静的水边。
Because he knows,
因为他知道
that we are prone to worry and stress and to hold anxiety in our being.
因为他知道我们就是很容易很去焦虑烦恼，然后因着旁骛惊心。
That's how much God knows us.
神就是这么的了解我们。
And he wants to lead us if we follow. He wants to lead us to places where we will not be stressed.
假如我们愿意跟进的话，他就是要带领我们到那个安静的地方，让我们不受焦扰。
Do you notice that?
你们有注意到这个？
He leads me to places where I will not find anxiety and stress.
神带领我的地方就是都是那些我没有焦虑没有压力。
Just like verse 3 says, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
就像是第三节所说的，他带领我他为了自己名，他领我走义路。
See? But the word is that he leads me.
但是要注意的地方是他引导。
So the question is, do you follow?
那我们要问自己，我跟随吗？
Sometimes when you find your heart full of anxiety and stress,
往往假如常常你找到你心里面是充满着焦虑还有压力的时候，
you may need to ask yourself, am I being led and am I following the one who would lead me besides still waters?
在那时候你往往要自问说，我有在跟随，我有在愿意的去被引领到这个安静的水边吗？
That's like reverse engineering that verse, right?
这个就是反向思考这个经验一样。
If his goal is to lead me, if I follow him, I'm not in a place of anxiety and worry.
因为想法是这样，他的带领本身就是要带领我到安静的地方。
So when I find myself full of anxiety and worry, I wonder, am I following my shepherd, the Lord?
所以当我发觉我不是在那安静的水边，我是在那很吵闹、很繁杂、很烦乱的地方，那要自问，我有跟随他的引领吗？
And he says, He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
So, the Lord's goal for our lives is to lead us to places where it is green and lush and anxiety free.
所以神他的目的一直以来就是要带领我们到那充满着那种有生命那个很 fresh
很绿
很绿 yeah I don't know how to
that's green right
yeah
lush 很丰富
很丰富很很充满着生命活力的地方
and notice he says he makes me lie down
然后这里要注意是他使我躺卧
My three children are pretty squirmy.
我的三个孩子都很
好动，
好动 ，sure， 好动。
Even when they're babies，
在他们还小的时候就很好动。
And sometimes you know babies, the more they're fussing，
你知道那些小孩子，他们只要越吵杂的时候
，they're actually tired。
他们是其实是很累
，and so what I would do，
所以我呢
，is I would hold them really tight，
所以我就把他们抱得很紧
，so tight，
非常的紧
，and they're just fight， Bethany would just fight，
那他们就他们就在我身上挣扎
，right， right， she's what， yeah， yeah， she's like struggling， and I would just hold her feet and her arms tight。
我就抱得紧紧的，让她不能动。
Until she relaxes,
she's dead.
Yeah, she gives up.
然后她就放弃，然后松，她就放松了。
放松 she surrendered.
然后她就放，她就投降了。
Because I know,
因为我知道
，sometimes I have to make her lie down.
因为我知道，有的时候我必须使他躺下。
She will not lay down.
他自己的话不会不愿意去。
She wants to move.
他想要一直的去动。
And be busy.
然后一直的。
And be busy.
烦躁去繁忙的。
And she just wants to keep moving.
他就想要一直的动。
Until she'll be so tired.She doesn't know. She won't lay down.
这他又累，但是又一直动，然后又不愿意去躺下。
A good shepherd will know when his sheep need rest.
但是好的牧者就能够看清他的羊什么时候需要安静休息。
I don't know when you need rest.
那我不知道你们是不是要安静休息。
Some of you are so strong.
有些是非常有强大的。
You could be busy with so many things.
你可以为了很多事情忙。
忙东忙西 ，right?、Mm-hmm. Like busy east, busy west.
Yes.
Right? I remember that phrase. Busy east, busy west. You're just a busy person.
就非常忙碌的一个人。
I don't know when you need rest.
那我不晓得你什么时候需要安息。
But your shepherd does.
但是你的牧者知道。
And sometimes your shepherd.Needs to make you lie down.
有的时候，你的牧者会刻意的使你。
This weekend, allow yourself time. Number three, to rest and be replenished.
那第三点就是在这个周末给自己时间去休息，还去补充能量。
I don't know about you, but some of the best retreats I've been at.
那我不知道能不能为。我自己去过最好的那些退休会呢
，is when I could just sit, have a cup of coffee, and enjoy soaking in God's word.
那就是我在那些地方，往往都是我就能坐下，可能喝一杯咖啡，然后呢，就是完完全全的吸入神的话。
Whether it is a strongly gifted preacher or not.
不论是不是一个很会讲道的一个传道讲道人
I've often looked forward to just being fed and replenished in my soul.
但是我通常就是能够听到神被喂与神的话语，我的心就非常感谢。
I want to thank Pastor James and our retreat team in advance.
那我在这里想要先感道谢范长老还有这个退休会的筹备团体。
They specifically made a decision.
他们做了一个决定。
To avoid giving brothers and sisters more things to do there.
他们这次刻意的避开去给弟兄姐妹们太多杂事去做。
They said, we want the co-workers of the church to be rested and replenished. We will do more work.
他们说，我们要让这些去参与的这些同工的弟兄姊妹们呢，能够好好的休息，补充能量。所以呢，我们这个筹办会去做一切
That's a love like Jesus. Would you say amen to that?
这些同工所给的爱，是不是就很像基督耶稣的爱？
Amen.
Amen 吗？
A team of your brothers and sisters said, "We will do even more work this weekend, so our other brothers and sisters can rest."
我们的这一群弟兄姊妹们，为着让同工的那参与同工的那些弟兄能够得到安息，他们会去做更多的事情，为了大家能够得到休息。
I say amen to that. Thank God for placing that upon their heart.
是的，非常 amen.
Last point is just a random point.
所以第四点就是，不是一个比较不贴边的一个建议。
Make an effort to build a deeper relationship with someone else this weekend. Someone that you don't know well.
努力的去让你自己与一个不熟悉的人呢，去建立一个关系，一个更深层的关系。
Ask the Lord to bring someone to your mind.
向神祈求，给你带一个人到你的心，一个名字到你的心里。
And be sure to spend time building a new relationship.
然后确实的去花时间去建立一个新的关系。
When you sit at meals,
或在你们在共坐吃饭的时候，
enjoy some deeper fellowship with someone you don't know well.
然后去那你不熟悉的人去一同享受那个建立关系的那个步骤。
I've also been told that our retreat team has set us up with some of the nicest accommodations that we've ever had before.
那我也听到了我们这些筹办会呢，这一次为了我们筹办一些我们以前从所未有的很好的这些饮食或者这些享受。
And part of that is that our rooms have shared spaces that like lounges that we can have private time talking with brothers and sisters.
举例来说，在我们所住的地方呢，好像会有住与住之间会有一个共用的一个活动活休息living room, like a small一个活动的地方，然后能够让大家坐在那里一同建立关系。
Yeah. So build deeper relationships with others.
与其他的人一同建立更深层的关系。
I'll just read verse 3.
那我们读第三节。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵命苏醒。
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
为了自己的名，他引导我走义路。
Have you ever been so hot or so dehydrated that sip of water like this. Just so refreshing.
你们不知道有没有那种感，曾经有没有那种因为太过于热口渴，然后喝了一口水，就像他刚才那个样子那么的享受。
Or on a hot summer day,
或者是很热的夏天,
you go to your grandparents' house and you just dive into the cool water.
或者是去到你的祖父母家或者是谁那里，然后呢，跳进那冰凉的游泳池里头。
It feels good to be refreshed.
是不是这种被更新的感觉是不是很好？
And everybody has a different idea about how to be refreshed.
那每个人的更新的那种感觉都不一样。
God's word tells us that God is like a shepherd who wants us to be restored.
圣经里说到，神就是那位牧者。要让每一个生命都得到更新。
The role of a shepherd is to provide refreshment for the sheep.
身为牧者呢，他其中的一个目标就是为了这些羊提供那种更新、那种享受的感觉。
That's why David says he leads me.
所以
I follow him.
所以大卫才说他引导我，我跟随他。
And he restores my soul.
然后他更新我的灵。
Have you checked your soul lately?
你最近有观察、勘察自己的心吗？
I know many of us go to the doctors to get regular checkups.
那我知道我们这里很多人都会去做定期的健康检查。
You check your blood.
你检查你的血液。
You check your heart, the blood pressure.
你检查你的血压。
You check everything else of your body.
然后身体的一切一切你都去检查。
Have you spent time to check on your soul?
那你有没有花时间去检查你的灵魂呢？
Perhaps your soul needs to be refreshed.
有没有可能你的灵需要更新？
Perhaps your soul is carrying all this weight.
有没有可能你的灵是受到很大，现在是受到很大的压力？
Perhaps your soul needs to rest besides quiet waters and lush green grass.
是不是你的灵其实渴望的是要在安静的水边，在那青草的草坪上休息呢？
I pray that we will follow our shepherd.Into next weekend.
我祷告是求我们祈求我们大家都愿意去跟随我们的牧者。
And that it would be good for the brothers and sisters' soul of our church.
然后也是为了这个，也是希望对大家的灵魂都有好益处。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for speaking to us through your word.
神啊，父啊，感谢你用你的话来对我们讲话。
I pray that all of us would ask that question, that would we truly follow the leading of our shepherd?
我祷告希望大家能够问同样的问题，就是我们愿不愿意都去跟着我们真正的牧者。
I pray that all of our burdens will be laid down.
我为着让我们大家的重担都能够放下而祷告。
All of our distractions we would put aside.
一切一切干扰我们注意力的事情都为了这些而祷告。
We want to hear the voice and the leading of our shepherd.
因为我们想要听到这个引导我们牧者的声音。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉你的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.